Welcome, everybody, to Wolf Slumber's Black Pilled live stream. I will be playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas today. I'm just waiting for people to show up, I guess. I'm not sure, but this is not going to be as long as the last stream, mainly because I will be gaming, and it should be, I don't know how long, until I get tired. I'll probably end up going to bed in 4 hours anyway. I hope you guys can hear me. If you guys can hear me, let me know in the chat. Let's see the chat now. T-Advice, how you doing, man? Just waiting for everyone else to show up. How you doing, T-Advice? I hope well. I hope better than me. Took a couple edibles, hopefully they kick in the next half hour or so. I've never really played Grand Theft Auto San Andreas before. I was always curious, but I never really got a chance to play it. It was just not on my bucket list. I know it's a game that's kind of based on the Boys in the Hood, NWA, South Central Los Angeles, / Compton, / Watts, / LA gangster hip-hop culture. I'm not really a fan of any of that stuff. But, I don't know, I enjoyed Vice City, I enjoyed GTA 3, I enjoyed GTA 4, and I enjoyed GTA 5. And I'll probably stream those games, GTA 5, GTA 4, once I get a new laptop, which shouldn't be that long. But I am going to try to stream every day, or most days out of the week. Because I feel like I've been slacking, and I kind of want to get my YouTube channel rolling. Hey, Grim. How's it going, Grim? I hope well. I'm going to wait until... I said I'll stream at midnight, and it's already 11:52, so I'll wait in 8 minutes before I begin streaming. Grim says, I have no life. I'll be here. Me neither. That's why I'm streaming in the first place, man. Dude, how are you? Okay, hold on. Grim says, damn it. I hope the stream is working well. That's kind of what I was concerned about for a little bit. Hopefully it's... Damn it. Okay, I think it's working. I got a little bit there. I have no life, I'll be here. Yep, that's why I'm streaming. Another Day in Paradise, my brother. Another Day in Paradise was actually one of my favorite novels by a guy named Eddie Little. He also wrote a sequel to it called Steel Toes. It's a good book. It's about a criminal who... meets up with a young criminal, like 14, 15 years old, who meets up with a criminal Jewish couple who goes on all kinds of GTA-ish activities. They made a movie of it called Paradise, Another Day in Paradise with James Woods. Not a bad film. But I don't know. I'm not really a movie guy, but I'm seeing five viewers show up. That's excellent. I'll be starting GTA in 6 minutes, just to let you guys know. How are you? Not that good, but, you know, I'm homeless. I'm living with my brother. I'm barely scraping by. I'm working full-time, trying to take care of my health. I'm trying to... You know, I just came home and I showered, I shaved, I brushed my teeth for the first time in like 3 days. And I'm like, wow, I'm really getting away with a lot. How's Stacy? If you're referring to my hand I jack off to, probably not well. I got all kinds of cuts and bruises, but it's a tough hand. But I don't have a Stacy in my life, unfortunately. It's not my fault. But it is what it is, and it sucks. Existence can be a cool joke. But, hey, I'm trying to be happy for what I have. It sucks. But at least I have a place to... At least I have a place to stay for a moment. I'm just trying to get my credit score up and, you know, pay off some old debt. And, you know, I'm working full time and, you know, hopefully I could find myself my own lair. The wolf needs its lair. The lone wolf is still trying to find its cave. Just plain OW watching you. OW. Overwatch? Grim says, have you ever watched Welcome to the NHK, Wolf? Yes, I have the entire series. I will probably watch that as soon as I can. I've been getting into watching some incel movies. I'm not a big fan of movies, but occasionally if I can relate to it, I'll watch it. It's brutal. I bet it is. Most anime can be pretty ridiculous, though. I love this song. Hold on, guys. I'm gonna turn it up a little bit. This is Project Sunlight. Featuring Fanzia, Light Me Up is the song.
Whoa, thank you so much, Marius, for the 500 bits tonight.
Inky Dance Party, damn
you
right.
If you have a tune that you really like to hear, let me know, Marius. Maybe I've got it, and I'll play it for your birthday.
For your birthday.
Don't make it too difficult for me.
Don't make it too difficult for me. So is life. So it's like, yeah, Grim, let's get this party started, guys. I see five viewers are in the chat. That's excellent. After this song, I'm going to play some GTA. I love all you guys, just to let you know. You guys make my life seem...
Progressive on-stage radio deep episode. Let me know in the chat if you want that. So we have to schedule one. Not next week, but the week after. Let me know in the chat if you like an on-stage radio deep sessions.
It all started with- Good music makes you feel good. How cool. Haha. Let's just dance anyway. That reminds me of the Nietzschean quote by Friedrich Nietzsche, the philosopher. A man is called insane for dancing in the street when he's the only one who can hear the music. Think about it. Love you back, brother. Thanks, Grim. We're gonna make it. Yes, we are. I love drum and bass, too. Austin Wright, what is up, man? What is up? Shout out to Austin Wright. Alrighty, guys. I guess it's about time we, start the stream. Let's dance in this oblivion, buddy Bows. Boy, Grim says, let's dance in this oblivion, buddy Boyos. Excellent. You know, that's the great thing about this community. It's like us Inkies, you know, sticking together, relating to each other, talking stories, making friends, forming a community. That's the positive thing about the Black Pill. You're relating to your fellow man who is down on his luck. And it's awesome that we live in these times, even though they're the worst of times, but they're at the same time, they're the best of times, because we are living in the moment of this time. And we are able to communicate online with our devices and spread ideas, spread our own philosophical outlooks on life. I like that. Makes life worth living. Our curiosity as humans. I'm in Maryland. Maybe we can meet one day. I'm not poor. I would love to go to Maryland and hook up with you sometime. Have a beer, smoke a doobie, talk stories. I'm not sure. Maryland, you know, isn't like Hawaii. I've been to both states. It's not exactly a vacation state, Maryland. I did live in Baltimore in the mid-90s for like a few months. Obviously, I was a little-ass kid. It's before fucking kindergarten. Doobie-doobie-doo. Yes. Advice says, I should have never been born. My life is miserable. Yeah, mine too. But I'm trying to be grateful for the few moments of bliss that I have, like streaming a game and talking to you guys and getting high, taking care of the smaller things in life. I brushed my teeth for about 30 minutes today and just taking a nice shower and just be grateful for the simpler things in life. Grim says, definitely not a 8K place, but it's alright, I guess. Grim says, HT. Yeah. It's all bad. I haven't... Well, if I were you, unless you're homeless, but even if you're homeless, go to... Get your ass in the shower, bro. There's nothing like taking a bath or a shower to wash away that filth. I feel like a new person when you shave. I don't know. Maybe I just finally feel clean. I have that moment. You know. Grim said, I just don't care, lol. Bro, months, Grim, lol. Austin Wright. Shout out to Austin Wright. How's it going, brother? How's it going? Months, like two. Well, I hope you live a pretty clean lifestyle, man. I work manual labor jobs, so, you know, once I get my own place, I'm probably showering twice a day. I like cleanliness. Makes me feel better. Alright, guys, I think I preached enough. I'm going to I'm going to play some Grand Theft Auto. Let's see now. Oh yeah, here you go. Let's play some Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Let's see if my screen is working here. I believe it is. Excellent. All right, guys, I'm going to go play the game now. Let's do this thing. I've never played San Andreas before. I think I did a little bit, like, when I was, like, 15 out of curiosity, but only for, like, an hour or two, and then I never played it again. And here I am, 19 years later, playing this game for the first time. I'm gonna engage and see what the hype about this game is about.
After 5 years on the East Coast, it was time to go home.
What's up? Carl is sweet.
What's up, sweet? What you want?
It's mama. She's dead, bro.
Take that, Hernandez.
Hey, that's my paper, man. That's money.
This is drug money.
My money, man.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'll fill it out later.
Welcome home, Carl. Glad to be back. You haven't forgotten about us, have you, boy?
Hell no, Officer Tenpenny. I was just wondering what took y'all so long.
Get in the car.
Ease up, man. Damn.
Watch your head.
Ah.
Oh, my bad.
Get out of here, you greaseball bastard! Stupid Mexican. Oh, hey, sorry.
My bad. Hey, man, my bad.
How you been, Carl? How's your wonderful family?
I'm here to bury my mom's. You know that.
Yeah, I guess I do. So what else you got shaking, Carl?
Nothing. I live in Liberty City now. I'm clean. Legit.
Nah, you ain't never been clean, Carl.
Well, what do we got here?
This is a weapon, Officer Pulaski, that was used to gun down a police officer not 10 minutes ago. Officer Pendleberry. A fine man, I might add. You work fast, nigga.
You know I just got off the plane.
Well, that's a good thing we found you and retrieved the murder weapon.
That ain't my gun.
Don't bullshit me, Carl.
Yeah, don't bullshit him, Carl.
What the fuck you want from me this time?
When we want you, we'll find you. In the meantime, try not to gun down any more officers of the law.
Y'all can't leave me here. This baller's country.
I thought you said you was innocent, Carl. But you don't bang.
This is car 58.
See you around like a donut, what? Carl.
Officer Pendlebury's down. We'll be right over.
See Hernandez.
Oh, shit. Here we go again. Worst place in the world. Rolling Heights baller country. Now I ain't represented Grove Street in 5 years. But the ballers won't give a shit.
Okay. Basically, bicycling on a railroad track, I guess. I'll get to the comments in a bit, guys. Just want to get a feel for the controls.
Come on, man, move!
Grove Street. Home. At least it was before I fucked everything up.
Look at these hoes.
Where are all the Johns tonight?
Oh my God.
I need to find out what year it is.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Ah, two of you. Oh, three of you.
Susupoki.
Well, that's a lesbian. Okay. Let me get to the comments real quick before I continue on. Months like two. Austin Wright says, I go like 2 days without a shower and smell like shit. Yeah, I know how you feel, man. I
That look ain't working, baby.
Anytime I have a chance to take a shower, I take a shower. That's how I see it. And I vaguely get a chance. But there's moments where I do, and I jump on that.
Well, he say he's taking me to Ventura.
Grim says, I smell like skeet from cracking it. All right. You got to control your diet, man. That's where your farts come from. I'm inky for real. Austin says, Jesus, bro, take a shower. Grim says, pray for me. I want to pray for all of us, man. Austin Wright says, Grim, over here, stank maxin'. Just take the stink